So the Gemara says no. Afilu Taimer Rabbi Kiva. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Kiva, Kanli Korev, Kanli Kodesh. All our Mishnah means to say is that the mitzvah, the sinning of Ma'aser Beim, is no gain in Chutz Laretz. That if you have 10 new sheep grown, born to you that year, you have to make Ma'aser Beim, you have to be Mekadesh it, you have to give it Kedusha. But after you Makdesh it, you have to bring it up to the Beis Hamikdash, maybe no. You don't have to bring it up to you, Sheteret Yisrael. You can leave it where it is and wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the Balam can eat it. The Mor says, they can have bring you proof also like this. The Kornos of Lord Tamuda, the Posik was down a Posik, Ve'veisim Shema. So, Shema Mina, that's a proof. The Rashi says, they can have bring you proof to Rabbi Kiva, Me'akrovus, he's only taken away from that Krovadikadin. Me'dinos of Ashaf the Nilsen, the Gemara brings down his Posik, from the Posik Me'veisim Shema. Dainu akrova, mashmiv according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only Mamai, you don't have to bring it for korban. But avad, even though the ma'aser beim took place in Chutz Laretz, you would have to be makdashit and it'll have kedusha on it. The moriyachi is so meyaka shein the korban. Once you don't bring it for korban, my kodesh, what do you have to make a kodesh for? So Mora says la necha b'muma labaylam. That's a loch of ma'aser beim. That if you don't bring it for korban, the owner has to keep it until it becomes a bamum, and then he'll be allowed to eat it. Then the Mishnah says, "Bifnei abayis, tishlei bifnei abayis, whether in front of them when you have the base of midish, or whether we don't have the base of midish." For the Gemara Yochi, if so, afilu idna nami, even today also we should have the mitzvah of ma'aser beima. And vice versa, the Gemara knew that today we're not knowing this mitzvah of ma'aser beima. So my answer is kiderafuna. The reason why we don't have it today is because of rafuna's halacha. That Yom Ravuna says, Gzeira Mishum Yosum, it's Gzeira Mishum Yosum. We'll soon see that's his Gemara we'll have later. So Rashi says it like this. It's Gzeira that he says in the Gemara later, that Mishum Yosum, Zochi Namash is Gzeira Mishum Yosum. Shlo Yachnis Yosum, we're afraid not to bring a Yosum, we'll soon see what that means, into the deal of Sasa. Because we'll have a Mishnah later that says, Hakol nechnosim ladir, any type of an animal could go into the deer to take off ma'aser beima. Chutz miklayim, not if the animal came from klayim, utreifa, v'yotze doifin, v'chusse zman, v'yosim. Now yosim always means that the same time the animal was born, its mother died. That's called zeh pirish l'chayim, zeh pirish l'misa. And that the yosim does not go into the deer l'saser. So Rashi says, lochi nokat rafuni yosim tfei, how can we just pick yosim more than the other ones? We'll soon see why Dafka picks Yosem. But our co-pon of Huna says as a gzeiro, for kids, that's the reason why today we don't take Ma'aser Beima, because we're afraid we'll never do the right din. Maybe we'll have mixed in there. One of the ten will be a Yosem, and there's no mitzvah then. So Mori asked the Yochi, you saw me, Koranami. Like even Bizman, we had the base of Mikdash also. So why then when we know Ma'aser Beim, let's be afraid maybe this animal that's a Yosum, means when it was born, its mother died, will also go into the deer to count him for one of the ten. And it's no good. Samara says, El around the Efshe Bachroza. The Pshat is, you have to warn everybody. We'll make an announcement to tell everybody, don't use a Yosum, don't put it into the Cheshbon of the ten. If so, that's the way they enacted when Hazman had the Beis Hamikdash. So Achinami, today also, Hazman is the Efshe Bachroza, also have the Efshe Bachroza. So what's the reason? So Mora says, how come today we're not knowing Ma'aser Beima? Ela rather Omar Rabba, Mishum Takola, Tre Ateyetza Takola. Because if you be Mafresh Ma'aser Beima today, you can't bring it for Korban. You'll have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. So afraid maybe you'll have enough from it in between, there'll be a Takola, a stumbling block. Rashi says, the Ein Loin Wa Ma'ala Akriv, Vesorach Lishoye Ache Yumam, V'yosli Beladei Takola. Be afraid that maybe you work with it or you'll shear it off before it becomes a bamum. So Mora says, "The minotim. How do we know the sword of the chashim l'takola? The bezman is there, like we're afraid for this takola today, and therefore we don't make a kodesh altogether." The tanan or the tani have learned like this: a magdishin ve'marichin ve'machrim bezman is there. That now that we don't have the base of migdish, you don't make anything hegdish. We don't make air parsh of erichin to mechayv ourselves to give the money ve'machrimim. Rashi says the cherim is also a type of the hegdish. Kishigdish tichsiv kocherim kodesh kadoshim. Now, v'yim hegdish, let's say somebody was makdish or something today. V'herich, he said he's mechayat to give his erichin, his value, v'hechrim. So, behemah, if you did it to a behemah, ta'akir. Means you have to like uproot this bein. Melchur means like to kill it. Rashi says the lacy he shouldn't come with etakola. Teres, if you makdish fruits or else kisus for kalim, clothing or utensils, yirkavu, wait until they rot away. Mois or kli matchas a metal, yonach liyama melech, to throw it to the yama melech. So here we see we don't want it to be around. This also etakola. Now, what's called nikur by behem? What do you have to do to the animal if you're makdish an animal? It means noyel delos b'funer, close the door in front of it. In other words, starve it to death. Be meisel, die be meileh by itself. So that's why mishum takol we don't make meisel behem today. We should not have pashas b'chor either today in b'chor behema. Zmora says b'chor b'didan tali milsa. Is it up to us to make it kodesh or not? Berechem kodesh. It's totally the rechem. As soon as it comes out of the rechem, it's kodesh. So what's your question? The chor shouldn't be night today. As soon as it's born, it has kedush automatically. This is what he meant to say. Liknin liyudnai lovikachovim. There should always be a takonim as a man says. They should always make sure to sell the ear of your animal, of your bechor, to a guy. The lalik tishmikara, that there won't be any kedush shechal on it. How come we don't do this? Samara says, Efshik Rabbi Yehuda. Here it's Efshik do like Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, but the Kona Achriti, like Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rabbi Yehuda, Mutla liyodom lahatom mum bechor, kredim shos lavrelum. It's mut like before the bechor is born to put your hand inside the womb and make it a mum. So, and therefore when it comes out, it's a baal mum, it has no kedusha. So that's a better race to do to a bechor than to sell it to a guy. So it's better lahatom mum bechor, kredim shos lavrelum. So it says, "Hachinam yusav." Also, then by Meisa Beim also, tishod the Beim Mumim Mikara, that make a mum to the Meisa Beima before you make a Meisa Beima, make it into a Bamum. So Mora says, "No, miyod ha'inofit." You know which one comes on the 10th one. The Chitav, maybe you'll tell me the Mafug Lebreisha Sora. Let it come out the first one. La Yivakya Ben Toiv the Ram Rachmana. You're not supposed to choose between a Bamum and not. Rashi says we make the Bamum come out the 10th one. Person says, no, you can't bring out that the 10th one should be a Baal Mum. So that can't be a mate, that can't be an Eitzah by Maisa Behema. The Chitem, maybe you'll tell me the other Eitzah is like we always say, Efshur Dishodi Be Mum Lekuli Edrei. Maybe you can make a Mum in the whole flock you have. There's no Meheru Yivna Beisimini, should be in the Behema Lakrova. You can't do that, stand make all your Behemas a Baal Mum. Because the Mitzvah said we may have the Beis Hamikdash right away and we'll need Kabbonis to be used. V'leka. So, Chanami Bebechor, also, Babechor also, how can we make it into a Baal Mum? Maybe we'll need animals. Where it says, May also say the same for Behera, Yibon, and Beis Hamikdash, or being a Baal Mulak Rav, V'leka. So, where it says, that's not such a kasha. We only do this to Bechorim, Efshe Bepshutim, we'll have plenty of animals that are Pshutim, not Bechoris. Now, you're not going to do it to every single animal, only to your Bechor, so we'll still have other animals left over to use for our Krov if we have the Beis Hamikdash. For the more Hachinam Yossi, even by Maisa Behema, even if you make all your newborns Mumim, but Efshab Lekuchim, you still have some Behemas that you bought. If you bought an animal, there's no Din Maisa Behema. So the animals you bought, those animals you won't make into a Baal Mum. So we'll still have some animals around if we'll need it for the Beis Hamikdash. The Mor says, Kivun the Ihu Shodi Be Mumma Bukuli Yedri, if he's gonna go and put a mum into all his flock that was born that year, and also a Shkuche Mumi, the Psula the Kotchim, there's a lot of mumim that have come upon Kotchim, Kabonis, the Afilo Dukin Shabai Nami Pasli, therefore La Shrichi, you're not gonna have Kabonis around. It won't be Shkir to have animals. You can't say maybe you'll buy, because it's not Zicha. Even the ones you buy also may be a Baal Mum. It's very easy for a Baal Mum to come upon an animal that's not fit for a Krova. So therefore, to go in Eitzah to make a Baal Mum and all your animals, we don't want that Eitzah. So therefore, that's for Maisa Behema, we have no Eitzah Bizman is there to be Matal Mum. Therefore, it's time to be Noig Maisa Behema, we're afraid of a Takola, that people may come to work with it, or they'll come to shear off the wool. So therefore, when the Rabbanu Kasher V'yatas, they said, better b'zman hazeh now, not to be mafresh ma'aseh behema. But by Bechor, there we have the Eitzah of Rabbi Yehuda, that before it's born, you can be matlo for it mum, and therefore have no kedusha, or even though it has a kedusha, you'll not eat it with its mum. So therefore, there's no takola by the pasha of Bechor. only by Maisa Beimah there's a parsha of Takola. Therefore, we're not knowing Bizman Azan now to be Mafrish Maisa Beimah. All right, we'll continue here. We'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.